to Henry. Looking for some room. Finds it. 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, wow! 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, end zone. Ladies and gentlemen, 94 yards. Touchdown, Titans! He is the baddest man in the NFL, and he just took her to the house. Okay, that's what happens when you have a big fast horse.
I could care less about Matt Barkley's work. Welcome back. Titans undefeated at 5-0. We want to tell you about Farm Bureau, because that's why we have Coach Mack with us right now. Need great health care coverage at an affordable price? Let Farm Bureau health plans coach you through it. They've been protecting Tennesseans since 1947. All right, Coach. I know how much you love football. I know how much you love this league. It oozes out of you continuously while you're on the radio. But I don't know that I've heard you laugh more than you were laughing this week with everything this team had to deal with to do what they did against Buffalo. And then just to continue a punch, counterpunch, and answer even after the Texans answered them, and to do so in such a thunderous way. It just seems like you and Mike Keith are having a blast right now watching this football team.
Well, we are. And again, first of all, good morning, J. Mark, Ramon, Shafe.
Good morning.
I really look forward to a lot of things. I look forward to calling games. I mean, I do love the NFL. I mean, I've been in it over half my adult life. How fortunate have I been? But after a win, I love coming on with you guys because, first of all, you guys are ball guys. And second of all, you guys kind of understand how important it is. I mean, it's so cool that you guys understand how much fun this is. And it's not only important, you know, in a sense of world global things. It's important for just a feel for a city and for a fan base and everybody. I mean, just the small amount of people that we had in the stands, it felt like there were 70,000 in there, as loud as they were. You know, I mean, and to me, guys, this football team, I jumped on early and heard your poll as who's the MVP. Here's my opinion. The MVP of this football team is the locker room. It is the mental toughness and the resiliency of this locker room. And this all comes from the top, and the top being John Robinson and Mike Vrabel. But this football team as a collective group is legitimately mentally tough. And to me, that's huge. When you can get that in your locker room, I mean, I'm talking about legitimate. I'm not talking about, you know, saying, "Oh, yeah, let's go, let's all go, and then you don't go. I mean, we've all seen that happen before, too. But the legitimate mental and physical toughness of this football team that has been instilled through John Robinson and Mike Vrabel is a beautiful thing to watch, especially for a lifelong coach.
And that's what's so beautiful about it. You know, we talked about it in the first hour that if you've been a Titan fan of the past, like you're hesitant. I think because I've seen this type of stuff happen where teams are grown from within. They have coaches, like you just said a second ago, who build from within. They get the certain type of players. You have a player that doesn't want to be there, as in last week. Well, guess what? It's time to move on. And I kind of said that last week when we were talking about it. It's like, it's confusing to me that you have somebody like that when you can see everybody supporting him. Yesterday in Derrick Henry's post-game interview, they asked him about him. And the first thing he said, no. This is about the guys in the locker room. This is the guys that support me. We're supporting each other, man. And we kind of call John Robinson and Vrabel stepbrothers because they've gotten together in the sense that it's become organic. You know, you on this call too, before you got on, you said something that was really interesting to me, though. Just going back to Derrick Henry, you said Derrick Henry's stiff arm is organic. It is not genetically modified. It is not anything fake about it. So how do you attack this guy that's really been that savvy? And he's shown that if I'm only getting 50 yards, I'm still a factor. If I'm getting you 212 yards, I'm an even bigger factor. And what do you do when he has an organic stiff arm and speed outside the box also?
You got to get more dudes to him. I mean, you know, when I was coaching defense, you know, in this league, when I coached against, you know, some of the bigger back, Jerome Bettis, you know, when the bus was running up there. I mean, you got to get more people there. I mean, and that's the issue. And that's what's so good. And this offensive line to me, and again, I know this will go to your heart, Ramon. This offensive line deserves a hell of a lot of credit for what went on yesterday because here's the other thing. It is no secret to anybody that has electricity that can turn on a tape and start watching it during the week to get ready for this team. We're going to run the football, and you're going to run it with a big back, and you're going to run it, you know, there's several different ways, but there's still, no matter how many different ways you run the football, there's 8 gaps up front. Mm-hmm. And they can put a person, a body in every gap, and then they can cheat another person in there to make it 8.5. You've blocked against these types of fronts before. Mm-hmm. And so if the people up front are not coming off, getting a surge together, not individual surge. You're not popcorning off the ball. You're coming together, and with an inside-outside zone, you're being able to double up and get a hat on a hat and just get this big guy started a little bit. And it's not easy, because when you first start out, as you well know, and for our listeners, everybody's up in there, and when everybody's fresh on defense and they're firing, here it comes. It becomes a heavyweight fight for 15 rounds, and that's what it takes. And that's why I give major, major props to this offensive line, and also to the tight ends, you know, and blasting game. All of those guys that are up in there that have to punch the hole to let this guy do his thing. Come on, that's where it is.
Look at this stat. Tennessee, the third team in NFL history to have a 300-yard passer, 200-yard rusher, and 100-yard receiver in the same game.
Wow.
Joining the September 16, 2007 Cleveland Browns and the January 1st, 2006 Kansas City Chiefs. You don't do that without the offensive line. Tannehill's not throwing for 350 yards without an offensive line giving him time. And his talent, certainly. And his receivers getting open. That I think, is your point, Coach, is just – the locker room deserves credit, including, by the way, Johnny goes down, Ferkser's there for it. If you need McNichol to go in and give you 5 carries for 51 yards, he's going to be there for you. The first call I think we took today was somebody calling us and saying, who of the backups has impressed you? And the answer is, there's a couple of names here. There are some names that are off the beaten path that when they've gotten their opportunities, they have stepped in, they've maximized them, and they've earned their right to be called a Titan.
But you know what, Jay Martin, you know where that comes from? That comes from the fact that once you're in that building and you've become part of that team, you are coached exactly the same.
Yeah.
Whether you are 1 or to 53 and then to 16, if you're 1 to 69 of those players, you are coached exactly the same way in practice. I get to go to practice. I watch individual drills every day. I watch what they do. It's not like, you know, the rest of y'all get over here and we're going to coach the guys that are going to play. Everybody is being coached because everybody is going to have to play. That's the nature of the National Football League. You know, Mike Keith is so dialed in and in tune with this team and with the National Football League. That's no secret. But before we went on air, he looked over at me and said, you know, somebody today that is going to have a day, because he always does against this team, and he just knows how to work open against them. And Tannehill, trust him, Ferkser.
Wow.
And so to me, what happens is when the people on the team, and Ramon, you can speak to this, when those practice squad guys, when they know there's a chance they're going to play, here's what you're going to get. You're going to get their undivided attention. And then even on show team, they're going to be working on their craft 100%. So that when they get out there and get their chance with the real guys, they're ready to go.
Yes, 100%. And that's what I was getting to, is the fact that you have a bunch of guys right now that they've developed in-house. I said this, and we're going to see this come to light down the road. I think maybe 2-3 years, but the way they're building this team to where it's all in-house guys, to where you have a young Murchison, you have a Sombrero, you have Humphreys right now, he's more of a Titan than anything else. And just looking at when Jonah went down and the way Ferkser was able to pick up this, you know, the lack in production, it was almost as if there wasn't any, absolutely wasn't any. But on the other side of this, though, is Taylor Lewan this weekend. I'm hopeful, because I hate seeing this type of situation, even just the name. I'm hoping it's an MCL or something that he can recover from. But how big is this for him or Isaiah? Honestly, at this point, do you start to work him in?
Well, I mean, he was drafted, you know, to be able to be a part of this thing eventually. You know, and so far he has done, he has not done anything football wise. Now he's been back working, but yes, I mean, that's part of it. And that's why you have to have that mentality throughout the building is mm-hmm. that regardless of where I am sitting at the present, that there is a future for me here if I will just follow what is going on here. Because yeah. that's extremely, extremely important. You play for a franchise like that. Yeah. You know, you play for a franchise like that, that you home grow your people, and everybody doesn't come in on the same level of readiness. That's just not happening. But mm-hmm. if you get immersed in the culture and you start to see what's going on, then you've got a chance to be able to be involved in it because you were brought in because you had the innate ability to play. Mm-hmm. You're not brought in just because somebody likes you. You're brought in because you've got the ability to play and to contribute. But then the rate at which you develop and the rate at which you get up to par, that's dependent upon you. But the structure is there for you to do that.
And the structure starts at the top. And you can talk about Coach Vrabel, who we have Mike Denier on last hour, and he was in the studs category in Mike Denier's NFL recap. Mike Vrabel just seems to have a knack for making sure his guys know they're never out of a football game and that they can find a way. They're going to find a way through. They can get to an end. Yeah, they can go ahead and dominate the Bills, but they can win games by 1, 2, 3, overtime. Doesn't matter. Like Vrabel, I think there's confidence in Tannehill on the field when there's guys standing around him in a huddle, but I think there's a ton of confidence in the mindset of everybody wearing a Titans uniform that their coach is going to make the right call, that the coach is going to do things to help them succeed.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jay Martin, look, when Mike Vrabel stands in front of his squad every day at a team meeting and all of a sudden he talks about mental toughness, he talks about resilience, he talks about physical toughness, he talks about this is what we have to do this week as a group and you as an individual to get ready to do it on Sunday or Monday or Thursday or Tuesday or whenever we're going to play, they believe him because he's done it. And not only has he done it, he's done it without talking about himself. I mean, you'll never hear Mike Vrabel talk about himself. You will never, ever hear him talk. And that permeates the building. It really does. And guys, look, I'm in there. I'm with those people up there. I'm not in the building now because of COVID, but I'm around them. And it comes from clear at the top. All you've got to do is look at this franchise since Amy Adams Strunk has taken over yeah. and the type of people that she has surrounded this organization with, guys, there is no secret as to how good organizations become good and how they stay good. It's people, but it starts at the top.
Coach Mack, we speak about this team and a lot of the talk is offensively for the most part. And I'll say this too, having Big Jeff there is huge this week with Daquan and just everybody. And I think we got to start viewing how we look at defense is completely different this day and age. This is a high powered, offensively driven league. And this team, it does seem like they do enough just to get the job done. I don't want to say that's the recipe because we've seen Kansas City win a Super Bowl with primarily offensive plays with a sprinkle of defense in it. Is this a recipe for this team moving forward? Because as you said, you can point and pick holes there. And most of the holes you're going to pick is holes on this defense in the sense of what they need to be better at. So with that, is this good enough for what this defense is doing so far?
No, they need to continue to get better. And Mike Vrabel's the first one that will say it. I mean, anytime that you hear him speak, and because he's always very honest, I mean, the first of all, I mean, you're correct in this. I remember all the years I used to coach in the league, we always had defensive goals we'd put on the board, you know, a big board that we'd fill in all during the season. And one of them was hold a team to 17 points or less. Yeah. And hold them to under 225 or 250 yards. You used to be able to do that defensively when people were lining up in the I formation and yeah. running left and right and then maybe splitting out a little bit on third down, and the rules were different. It's a different world now. But yeah. at the same time, the axioms are still true. We've got to get better defensively on third down. We're doing a really good job, first and second down, of getting people to third down. And a lot of times, Ramon, not only just third down, but third and double digit. But mm-hmm. when you let teams convert third and double digits, you know, on a too much of a consistent basis, then what that does, first of all, it starts eating away at your chances to be able to get them out on first and second down to begin with, because they get mm-hmm. more looks at you. And the other thing it does is when other teams' offenses are doing that on third down, they're keeping your offense off the field.
Yeah.
And this offense needs to get – so that's one thing they need to get better at. Now, what they also need to do is get healthy in the secondary, because this league is a league as to where, just because the way it's set up, you're not going to have a lot of backups at every position that are going to come in and play at the same level as your starters. What you hope is they will come in and adequately play to their best ability, and then everybody else around them can help pick them up. But when you start getting people hurt and dropping off in the secondary, that's an issue, because a lot of the game is through the air right now. All right. And so to me, this defense can be better, but it has to start with — it's a physical defense.
Yeah.
And it's a smart defense, but they have to start better. If you want to just narrow down to areas, they've got to get better on third down. And they've done the work. And we used to tell our guys all the time, look, you have to earn the right to rush the passer, but you got to get them to third down. They're getting them to third down. Now they got to get them off the field.
Oh, it's about a minute left. When you look ahead to Pittsburgh, what do you see?
A really, really good football team. I mean, they are really solid. And again, it goes back to — let's talk about organization real quick first. I mean, that they've been the pinnacle of organizations for a long time. They really have, in my opinion. Mike Tomlin, much respect. There's another dude that gets it. He gets it. His players get him. I mean, he understands what it is. So this is a good football team on both sides of the ball. This is the best defense we're going to play against. This is the best defense we're going to play against, and it's the best defense we're going to play. I think Keith Butler does a great job there. And what he's done, as he's been the coordinator there for some years now, what he's done is he's figured out, you know, they're not only just sitting there in that 3-4 defense anymore. They're bringing some pretty nice pressures. And so this is the best defense that we're going to play. And Roethlisberger coming back like he is, okay, I think that gave everybody — and Ramon will speak to this better than any of us ever could — that gave a huge injection of oxygen to that locker room and to that organization. This is the best football team we've played to this point.
It is. And just real quick.
Well, you've got two undefeated teams.
Yeah. Just real quick, you see the emergence of AJ. You see why Coach took time with letting him get healthy. That's huge for this team.
No, absolutely. And that's huge. Guys, the greatest thing about that play, the end zone shot for the touchdown, you see Tannehill did not panic. He didn't start running up to the ball like a chicken with his head cut off and start spiking the ball and give the defense a chance to reset and stuff. He walked up there, knew who he was going to, 10, 9, 8, 7, bam, done, game, set, match. All of this stuff matters, but confidence comes from within. They've got it.
Coach, it's going to be a fun week, and it's a big-time game on Sunday. Everybody in the league is going to be paying attention to this one, certainly in the AFC, but across the landscape. We're looking forward to getting to Sunday this time and actually playing this game.
Guys, it's always fun coming on with you guys Monday morning, especially after a win. See you.
Appreciate it. That's Coach Mack. Health plan from Farm Bureau Health Plans is for folks who are busy planning other things, because we provide coverage you can count on. Farm Bureau Health Plans, plan on us. Next, plan on listening to Big Jeff at J Martin Ramon on Twitter, 104.5 The Zone.